queen.
She's the queen.
Extra audio for the crowd.
She is the queen.
The queen.
I can hit the remix if you want.
Yeah, do it. Hit the remix.
That was it. You just heard it.
Oh, wow. That was it?
Yeah. Oh. What do you mean, oh, wow, that was it?
Oh, no, no, no. It was, like, really talented, you know?
Come on, dude.
What do you mean?
Really talented, she says.
It was.
Come on.
It was super talented. Come
talented?
On. Let's show the people our faces. Why not?
Talented?
Yeah, it was talented. It was nice.
Louise.
It was great. It was great. Look at you. You're like the media man or something.
Something like it.
Anyway, welcome to the Queen of the Ring podcast, everybody. I'm Max Lajas, your Queen of the Ring. I'm tired, but I am joined by Righteous Rage.
Speaking of tired, it's me, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster in the building. I'm so excited to be here, Alex. I saw you a lot this weekend, and I'm excited to see you some more, my friend. What a great time.
I was just telling you, I wore this shirt for you. This is like literally the shirt you were wearing all weekend. Not You're like, right. You change your clothes, obviously.
Yeah, but it was a different one. It is what it is. The time is the time, and I love my life. So, yeah, we were outside, very much so, last weekend, Philadelphia.
Touching grass. Touching Philadelphia grass.
Not no touching ass for me, you guys, if you were wondering. But, yeah, so we were out touching grass, and I'm just...
You weren't touching ass?
No, I mean, Philadelphia didn't really... Like, I was like, maybe there wasn't really...
The Speak game was... for yourself.
Oh, come on. Tired of her.
Wally Mania was a time.
Wait, I saw you go home and you didn't. Wait, okay, now look, listen. I don't know. Things could.
What do you mean?
No, I'm not saying I don't listen. All right, so listen.
The hell was that supposed to be?
It wasn't supposed to mean anything. You're the one that's coming in hot with this hot stuff. Hot stuff. So, yeah, we were outside touching grass. And it's funny that you started this podcast, Alex, saying, yeah, 1,000%. You started this podcast. You started this podcast saying he's the media man. I was with you all weekend. And the real media man is you.
No.
I couldn't. Not. We couldn't walk one step. Yo, you guys, we're walking down the street. We're outside, like legit touching grass. Hell, are you the person from the YouTubes? I'm like, what is going on now? Hey, you right there. They're pointing to Alex. Are you the person from the YouTubes? Yeah, that's the person from the YouTubes. We're on the street, you guys. The streets.
We were at WrestleCon. It wasn't the streets. It was WrestleCon.
Alex, we were outside of WrestleCon on the streets eating pizza.
Oh, actually, do you remember... The lady that rolled her window down.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man. No, shout out to everyone who stopped me at WrestleCon. Stopped us, actually, because they recognized you, too. Totally. They're like, oh, Queen of the Ring. Oh, is that Grapsody's own? Yeah. Regis Rich? Fifel's own?
It's Regis weird. I was Rich? Like, look, I thought I was just going to meet my friend. We're going to walk around WrestleCon. And like, no, we're kind of a part of this WrestleCon thing, too, I think.
Yeah, it was wild. Wrestlers were coming up to us and saying hi. Allison right. Kay came up to me and she was like, can I take a picture with you? I was like, you need You need to stop.
Allison Kay's handing me a phone to take a picture of her and Alex. I'm like, all right, I guess this is what's happening right now. And then she's like, hey, you want to stream? I'm like, yo, there's a lot going on right now.
There is too much happening.
Legit. My
There's
brain
too much
was just
happening
like
throughout the whole weekend.
I haven't caught up yet, honestly.
No. Have you slept?
What's sleeping, Alex?
I don't even know.
We don't sleep. Just never like, heard of her. There's a bed. I like look at the bed and I'm like, man, you are a person. And then we never meet. Yeah.
Oh man. Did you have Philly cheesesteak?
I had a couple. You didn't have any Philly cheesesteak? Rude. Well, you could just cross over and get back to it. It's not that crazy.
It's not that far away.
Yeah, you know what I mean? New York City, baby. At one point, Phil and I met up with, shout out to the homie Emilio Sparks. We talked about Waller Manny a little bit.
Love him.
Yeah, we met up with the homie Emilio, and he had some leftover Philly cheesesteaks for us. But leftover Philly cheesesteaks in this case was a giant Philly cheese. I'm like, that's leftovers? That's like two cheesesteaks. And so I did get to eat some cheesesteak. Very delicious. I don't know where it was from, some pizza thing or whatever. But Emilio was in this ridiculous room, very high up, got to see all of Philadelphia, baller status. I mean, you know, he tried to act like he don't got it, but he totally got it.
Yeah, I saw his views, on Instagram. Like, insane. Big baller over here.
What is this? What is this? Well, now I'm trolling my homie. Shout out to my homie Emilio. I hope that he is well right now. It was just so great seeing so many friends, Alex. Like, this time, I was telling people, like, they're like, how was it? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, usually it's all wrestling. I don't let anyone talk to me. I don't want to let anyone listen. Nothing in the world. Where's Reg at? You know where I'm at. I'm watching some wrestling. This time I'm like, I have to go and see my friends. I have to go and live. I have to go and have a great time. And that's exactly what happened. Only went to 3 wrestling shows the whole time, Alex. And like, I usually go to 3 a day.
I wish I would have gone to more.
Yeah,
honestly. Me too. I know. But the thing with WrestleMania weekend, especially like, you know, doing press stuff, mm-hmm. is that you're tied down to all of, you know, the junkets, the credentials, all that stuff.
And y'all was up early too.
We were up early. We were up early to do promotional stuff with WWE World. That was a lot of fun. Did you get to check that out, or did you walk in and then burn?
I tried to go up there, but they had a picture on the door. They were like, do not let this person inside of WWE World, Righteous Rage. And I was like, well, I guess that's that.
They have your photo in the front. They're I like, saw it myself.
Dude, do not let this fool in here. They're like, even if you're, that's like why I didn't like even go over there with you or Phil, because I was like, I don't want them to even know I'm associated, even though they could just look on the internet and see us associated together, but whatever.
Yeah, they look at you, they're like, shill! And they run away.
So rude.
Or is it the truth? No, man, but it was fun. It was fun. Like, that's part of my favorite. That's my favorite part of the weekend, is to like connect with everyone that we've become mutuals online, to make face, you know, mm-hmm. in person instead of digitally. Yeah. Like seeing you, seeing Phil, seeing Denise, mm-hmm. Will Washington, even rare right. appearance from Will Washington,
rare, super rare,
Ring of Honor.
Yeah, it's a it's kind of crazy getting to, because they talk about like internet and like social media and friends, and like some of those friends are real life friends. You know what I mean? Like, you never see people's face. Yeah, some people are hiding behind digital avatars and stuff, but like in real life, in person, we're friends. We're having a good time. We're not talking about wrestling. We're just like, you know, hey, how's your life? How's this? How's blah, blah, blah? Wrestling is encompassing our lives at the time. But, you know, we get to like 5 minutes in to talk about real life.
Man, it's crazy how none of our photos made controversial headlines on twitter.com.
usually, yeah, there wasn't any of that at all.
Yeah, usually people get up in arms when your favorite podcast darlings are having dinner together, but we didn't. We
this time, you know, specifically with the brunch, it's different. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's different.
The brunch was fun.
Oh my God, Alex.
The Big East brunch was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, just getting the weekend. That weekend is always so fulfilling for me, just like seeing my friends and getting to celebrate other people's wins. And this brunch thing was like a celebration of all of us. And just to be able to be in a place with so many super talented people, and everyone so nice and humble about their stuff, and we're just all in one building eating the most delicious food you could ever have, and just vibing and living life. Amazing experience. Shout out to Andreas Hale for putting that thing together. He was so amazing. Oh, he's always such a great person. Shout out to him for, I don't know. I'm gonna leave that one. I don't know if that's everything yet. But shout out to Andreas. Absolutely destroyed it, organizing this thing and just being a great person.
incredible host, organized the entire thing, had some really good down-to-earth speeches as well. Shout out to him. Shout out to Big E for, you know, being a part of it as well. Didn't show up, had to go to the very important Slammies, but big shout out to them too. Dude, the food was so good.
Dude, the food was insane. But look, Big E, he already was way up there. Like, my one lone cover story in PWI was an interview with Big E, and I got to tell him at Wale Mania, look, oh my, like, that's from my bucket list. Like, you helped me accomplish that, so thank you. And then there was another time that I ran into Big E that was really insane that I really can't tell a story of. That was just like, that's a great guy. Thank you, Big E. Incredible person.
It was wild to run into so many people at Wale Mania too. Mm-hmm. So many people that, like, you've covered, you talk about, you admire through, like, our entire careers of what? I've been doing this for 6 years. How long have you been doing this? For a while, right?
What is this? What do you mean this?
The wrestling world. A wrestling professional world. Media world. You're the media man.
Oh, as media, I'd say I think 6 years too. I think 18 is when I started a podcast.
I did too. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. like, being in the game for 6 years, having loved professional wrestling for all of our lives, like, being a part of this weekend is crazy. Being a part of Wale Mania is wild.
Thank you. Also, first of all.
Oh, you're welcome.
Listen, Phil and I get to Wale Mania, and, like, going into this, like, I know the game. I'm like, look, my friend's friend is this. That's the reason this game is happening. So we're VIP. Look, I'm not gonna be humble about this, you guys. We're supposed to be up there. So we get in there, and I'm like, yeah, it's lit. We about to be Mixie Boys in the building. Every entrance we try to get into, they're like, absolutely not. Do not, you don't even try to come into this VIP area. You guys aren't welcome here. You're ugly, you're dumb, and you're stupid. I'm like, yo,
what
is going on here? This is a lot of hostility right now. So we're just like, I'm just like, look, I eventually, like, Phil and I split up, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I'm like, ding ding ding, my friend. I'm like, hey, Alec, what's up? What you doing? Where are you? And you're like, I'm up here, it's lit, what's going down? Where are you? I'm like, yo, wait, hold on a second, what's going on here? I'm like, help me out. And you're like, all right, I got this. And so Alex goes into Alex mode, and Queen somehow of the ring mode. I end up there.
Yeah, I pulled the, do you know who I am? No, I didn't.
Let's go, baby.
I just took a wristband from somebody else, or like a press badge, and was like, here you go. Mm-hmm. Here you go. That's my friend. He needs to come in. Excuse him.
Why are you going to do me like that? And then the funniest thing is I get up there and Phil's up there. I'm like, all right.
Phil was upstairs. Yes. He made his way in.
That's the game. I'm like, you, like, we didn't even say, like, you could have got me in because we were both already up there. Like, what do you say?
Oh my god. No, quite an experience. Wale Mania was a movie.
Yeah.
That was a movie.
There were so many people in there, Alex. I was like, I don't usually get like, but like at one point I was like, all right, like, let me out of here.
everybody at one point in the back. Everyone in the whole entire, like, YouTube wrestling space was there. The Walt Culture guys was there, like Simon Miller, Sean, Denise.
Yeah.
Damn, who else? So many people were in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like my entire Twitter timeline all in one room. Totally. Is what it was. It mm-hmm. was wild. Mm-hmm. It was fun. I'm never drinking Hennessy ever again.
Wait, hold on a second. Why Hennessy got to catch a stray?
Okay. So the first time I got blackout drunk, I don't condone this. I was 15. I got blackout drunk. I don't.
Alex.
What? Am I not supposed to say that? It's my life.
There's
my
children podcast. Watching this. I don't know
if there's children watching this. I hope there's not.
I hope not. That'd be so weird.
If there is, go do your homework.
You don't. Why on are you Friday? Watching this?
On a Friday?
Get to work, kiddo.
Go to chemistry class. So when I got blackout drunk the first time underage, was off of Hennessy. And ever since then, Hennessy was like, oh, you know, like it's one of those things where it's like, if I smell it, I can't do it anymore. And that was like the only thing that was like free in the back in like the green room. I'm like, fuck it. I'll drink it.
My never drink again. Like that is Jägermeister. On my 21st birthday, I don't know how I'm still alive. I took 10 Jäger bombs and like, I'm dead. I'm still dead. Like I resurrected after that day. And this is a new reg because that day I died. And like, I keep thinking about it again. Like, man, I was so dead, dude. Like, but I was with like my big cousin and like, I know like when I'm, my inhibition, I'm like, I can do whatever in the world. This fool's a giant. He'll kill somebody. So I just like do dumb things like that. And so every time now, if I smell a Jaeger, I'm like, still, it's been so long. I'm so much older than that. And I'm like, oh, that's the grossest drink in the world.
Listen, everyone's talking about the all-in footage. I think we need to release the Wally Mania footage.
I don't think we need to release the Wally Mania footage.
There going wasn't down back anything there. Anything too crazy that happened back there?
Maybe we'll mute the audio. Like we can see what's going on back there, but the conversations that are going on while back there, yo, I don't know if everybody could be hearing this.
What do you think of that footage? You're gonna be talking about it for like the next 2 weeks. We're all gonna be talking about it. Media people are going to be talking about it for the next 2 weeks. Alex, there's numbers out now. The Alex, audience super chats. If anybody's got a super chat, you want to sound off on the footage.
Alex, I wanted to come in and just have a good, nice conversation with my friend. Did you not see the thumbnail?
I need some clickbait. Come on.
Listen. I've been...
We'll
been
talk
on
about the... WrestleMania. We gotta address the elephant in the room. And that's the fear, apparently, that was in that...
video. They've been on my butt. Oh, I can't get on social media. They're like, oh, they're destroying my life. So
I'm Twitter's walking. Getting at you?
Yeah. First time ever. Listen, yeah.
Chicken tenders were involved.
Listen, you know the game. As a pure wrestling fan, Alex, I have nothing. I don't know anyone attached to this. I'm just watching a wrestling program. It was so pro wrestling. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was like, I was like, this is the most pro wrestling thing I've ever seen. They're running an angle. Like, it doesn't even look like a real thing. Like, how the situations, I've seen that situation in pro wrestling happen so often. I was like, this is just such a pro wrestling angle. But then when you like get out of that and you figure out everything that was involved, like, this is the biggest show of all time. Like, they're about to start the show. The boss is right here trying to get, count people in, get video packages going, all this, and then this guy does the thing first, and you're like, yo, what is this? Like, yo, why are you doing this? And then Jack comes back, and then Punk comes up, and there's this energy, and you're just like, I don't even have time for this, you guys. I can't deal with this right now. We're about to get into the biggest show of all time. And then they get into it, you're like, all right, dude, like, what's up? And people keep talking about the threatening, like, it does not even like the fearing for my life, you guys. A billionaire, like everybody that's commenting, you're not a billionaire. Not 0% of you will ever experience anything that he's ever experienced. So you have to factor that in. So if anybody comes at you and I'm a billionaire, that fool was trying to kill me. I'm a billionaire. Why is this fool coming at me? That's so I get it. If you don't feel that way, probably won't, because you're not a billionaire. So like all this stuff is just happening. Like what can you do? He had exactly what happened had to happen. But I thought a lot of it was hilarious, honestly, Alex. I thought Jack Perry killed me. He's just like, dude, I don't care. CM Punk's just like, swirling, and he's just like,
hair. Yeah.
What? And CM Punk's just like, and he's just like, dude, I just like love his energy. And like I was saying on the post show, I think this is going to help his character, because like he's already like that shit eating grin little Hollywood boy, and he was acting just like that in a real situation. Like, it wasn't like an angle, like I was saying, it wasn't like that's really how he was acting. He was like, I don't care, dude. If you want to do something about it, do something about it. CM Punk did something about it, but it's like all of it around it as like just wrestling, hilarious.
You said it on you and Denise's post show, where we eat up Dark Side of the Ring.
Love it.
And that was Dark Side of the Ring. That's exactly 1,000%. What happened. I think everyone was like up in arms of like, should they have aired this? Should they have not aired this? It's like, yes, but if you put this in like a documentary setting, you sit down with Tony Schiavone, Samoa Joe, or anything like that, like we would be eating that shit alive.
Loving it.
And so for people to like be up in arms about it, I don't know. It's professional wrestling at the end of the day. This isn't your AutoZone 9-to-5 job. Like, of course you can't choke people out. You shouldn't be doing it in backstage either. But it happened. It's a little more acceptable, I guess, a little bit in professional wrestling. Like, people were like stabbing said, other Alex, people at the end of the day, like back Alex, in the 80s, 90s.
Alex, I'm saying, like you said, we've been watching this our whole lives. All the stories we've heard and seen, Bruiser Brody died backstage, you guys. The dude stabbed him backstage, you know what I mean? Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels were fighting, ripping each other's hair out, dude. And they were like going at, and Vince McMahon is just like, I don't know what to do. These are my two top stars. I hope they don't do it again. And then they did it again.
They did it. What do you want? What do you want them to do? My favorite part of that entire video, my favorite part, of course, is like one, the number one thing that everyone's talking about is Chris Hero, just like in disbelief at the end. Shout out to that pink polo that he was wearing.
My homeboy.
But the one thing that I love was Hook being extra New York about it and just standing there and watching it. That is the most New Yorker reaction you can have to a scuffle like that.
Alex, I was hoping that you saw what Hook did so we could talk about it. Hook looks, he stands up, he has his belt. He puts his belt down like so slowly. And then he walks over and he does an Orange Cassidy style hold back. He's like,
yeah,
hold on. Like, I could hear like that. Hold on. No, wait, you guys stop. No, don't do this. Hold on. Wait, what's going on here? But like, so like casual about it, like no urgency. He's just like, oh shit, it's going down. Hook killed me in that.
He was the MVP of that video. No one's talking about him, man.
No one's talking about Hook.
He was like so in character.
He was so, oh my God, Alex. He was so in character. Just like, hold on, sir, everybody stop. Like, I don't think we need to be doing this, but also like, why are we doing this? Like, wait, who should I be helping? I kind of like that guy too. But what? All right, you guys, the Hook part. If you guys haven't, I'm sure everybody's watched it 150 times. Just watch Hook specifically in this.
Just give him an award. Outstanding. I got to give a shout to this, to the 100 bits. Wiz Carly, thank you so much. My favorite part of the footage was seeing Hook looking back and forth like a glitch out thank NPC.
So good. Hook is like, how did I get here? I think everybody was thinking that though, Hook. Everybody was like, kind of like that, but they were moving a little bit faster. But I think everybody was a little bit short on the reaction. Like, I think Phil and I talked about it on Ask Grapsity. The part where Punk and Jack are talking, that's too much time of no one getting there. Like, yeah, they're talking for what feels like 30 seconds or something. That we should have already been in here. And then at one point, Punk looks to the side like, are you guys hearing this, Joker? And like at that point, someone should have been in there. Like, this should have been prevented, I feel.
They're doing it in front of whoever's behind those monitors, like Tony Khan, I guess Chris Hero, who's ever like directly behind those like gorilla position. They're doing it right in front of them. So this could have been avoided. It could have been avoided maybe like weeks before All In, when Punk told Tony Khan, like, do something about this. I thought, listen, I'm going to just say this right now. If you are a professional wrestling fan, if you are a part of the IWC, you can never in your life say that women are messy. Men are 10 times messier than women. I'm sorry. It's the truth.
In wrestling, Alex, it's not even close. Like, it's not like it's like 1,000 for the men and like 10 for the women. Like, there used to be this I used to go on this message board way back in the day. Back in the day, the Death Valley Driver board, Tony Khan famously was on there. And there used to be this famous, it's called a sleaze list, Alex. And it was like the most disgusting things you've ever heard pro wrestlers do. And it's like an urban legend. Some of them are real, some of them are fake, but it's like 150 things of like, you read this and you're like, this is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And like, none of the stuff is done by women. It's like all of the stuff is like, and then this guy did this. And then on the, it's like, and then like what the stories that we hear of women are just like not the same compared to men. Like, oh, they, no. She was up. She wanted the spot. So she blah, blah, blah. But in the men, it's like way different.
Listen,
he wanted women, the spot. So he punched somebody. You know what I mean? It's different.
Like women can be catty. Women can be petty. Totally. I've heard the stories of like the Divas locker room of how like cutthroat that was, especially with internalized misogyny. Mm. But listen, the men, the pettiness, the grudge, like y'all know how to hold grudges.
I've heard it. We've heard a lot of stories about like you're saying, but how many fights, physical fights, like zero? I can't even think of a one backstage that happened between two women's wrestlers.
No, I don't think so. Maybe with
in history,
the Tessa Blanchard stuff.
Okay. I'm sure. Yeah, you know, that's, if there, I'm sure there are like some 100.
Some,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's different. Way that's different. Different. Different.
Man, now I want to rewind and go back to that day we saw Allison Kay and just get. I give it up to her for the situation that the play what she played in that situation. I think like I think like if yeah, like if there were stories throughout history of women fighting, they've kept it under wraps for a good amount of time, and I think that's yeah. also something to commend.
Just
because men are like, if it did happen and we don't know about it, eventually we'll hear about it. Like they'll do a shoot interview and be like, in 1996, you guys remember that day? Yeah, I punched that motherfucker real hard.
So wild. We got a few super chats. Let's read them out. Willie Will, thank you so much once again for the super chat. Saw Nia Jax give Charlotte a two-piece live in the ring. So stuff like this is wrestling. Not saying it's good or bad. It is what it is. It is what it is, man. It's professional wrestling. There's no HR in professional wrestling. What you mean?
I mean, like there is, man.
Yeah, whatever. Very loose. The loosest HR in the world. All right. That's like Toby from The Office covering HR. All right. It ain't much. Christine, thank you so much for the super chat. Good to see you, Christine. I feel like I could hear Hook sigh as he put the belt down.
Totally. 1,000%. Like, he was mad that he had to help. He was like, oh, God, you guys.
He said, I'm not even getting paid for this part.
I'm not. Yeah, no, I'm not here to play security. And like, I do pull apart brawls like out there, like as a character, not backstage.
Yeah, no. We've got our good old friend, Smiley. Hi, Alex. Hi, Reggie. Hope y'all are doing well and are having a good day. New Japan is tonight here in Chicago, and I'm excited to see Hiromu Takahashi. Let's fucking go. The time bomb, baby.
A bunch of the homies are going to be out there in Chicago. What's up, Tracy? Tracy sent me a wild video of her partying out last night with some wrestling people, I'll say. Cool video, Tracy. Like, that's dope. I don't know if you might posted that. You'd be posting shit. That was really cool. I hope you have a great time tonight at New Japan. Some exciting things could happen tonight.
Well, Jack Perry's on the show, on the Windy City show tonight. Windy City Riot. I think there might be a little riot when he comes out. Oh, it's in Chicago. Shit.
Alex, I didn't think about that. I'm like, this name might be a little too on the head, you guys. What do you think's going to happen tonight for real, though, with Jack Perry? How do you think the crowd's going to react?
I think he should come out to Cult Personality.
Right there, huh? Right for it.
I think, man, you know what I think he should do? Remember when Shawn Michaels back in the day, he pulled like a swerve, like he was talking shit about Bret Hart and then the Bret Hart song? I think he should do that.
Bring out a little CM Punk?
Little tiny CM Punk.
Dude,
no, not back in the 90s. No, I'm talking about like early 2000s. No, not that.
Oh, I thought you meant when he brought out the little Bret Hart.
Damn, no.
I was like, whoa, Alex.
No, my God, no. I thought you meant like a doll. No. I'm talking about when he like swerved the crowd and the music played and no one came out.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Jeez, Rich. Well,
listen.
Listen, if you're canceled on Twitter, don't bring me down with you. Jesus,
you said
Christ.
It, not me.
I didn't say anything.
The moment, there's a famous moment where he's like, and Bret Hart is back, and then Bret Hart comes back, and it's not Bret Hart. It's a little Bret Hart.
I'm not talking about that. I don't know, man. I think he should bring out a little stuffed animal that looks like Larry. Kick it into the crowd like Gene Snitsky.
No. What? That's crazy. Punting Larry into the crowd would be insane.
Not Larry, just not a stuffed doll that looks like him. Jeez.
That's a spot. Now Jack needs to think
about
some of these.
Now I'm getting canceled.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Yes, NYC, thank you so much for the super chat. Jealous men make the best TV. Ain't nothing more messy. Hey, man. I agree.
Alex,
I agree.
The business is built off of it.
It is. It is. It's if you date back all the way before like territories. Territories are built off like jealousy, pettiness, competition, you know, even like back in the day when they were starting up and like Madison Square Gardens, built off lies, predetermined. Man, come on.
Fighting to not have anybody else in Madison Square Garden, like this is so like, come on, you guys. The promoters were fighting at one point.
They were fighting each other at one point. Will, again, thank you so much for the super chat. If we showing tape, I want to see Eddie Kingston and that slapping Sammy Guevara. That's the real tape. I want to see.
I don't know why y'all want to see my boy Sam in these predicaments like this. That would be terrible.
Doesn't he put himself in those?
That's different though, Alex.
Is it?
Yes.
What do you think the reaction is going to be for Mr. Jack Perry tonight at Windy City Riot? It's going to be a riot when he comes out. The boos are going to be crazy.
Yeah, you know, see, Chicago, they're a tricky bunch because they love wrestling. They're diehards. Mm-hmm. And they might be on another side of this. Like, you know what I mean? They're not. I'm lying. They're going to be so CM Punk. They're going to boo him out of here. They're going to be throwing stuff like 1997 Nitro maybe into the ring. If he gets that reaction, like, he's out of here.
I mean, wouldn't you want that reaction?
Yes.
Right?
Perfect.
That's honestly the one person, the video, the only person that's benefiting is Jack Perry. It really is. I'm not on the fence of like, should they have shown it? Should they not have shown it? I'm nosy as hell. They should show it. In fact, give me the audio on that. I want to know what was said. Even if it's just made up, I want it.
If it's just Samoa Joe's audio. No, they said it. The CM Punk said what he said.
Yeah.
CM Punk said, Samoa Joe said, fuck, stop, get off, get out of here.
Did you watch the CM Punk interview with Ariel Helwani? You didn't waste your time.
I don't. That's probably not, maybe not the way I would describe it. Alex, with my podcast co-hosts and my ex-podcast co-hosts and people in the world, CM Punk stuff, I don't know him. It's too much. It's too
I'll
close
say it
to
all
the.
For you. Don't worry.
It's too close to the cloth, you know. I'm over it, honestly. If we're keeping it real,
the
like, that fool's over there.
Man, I don't know. The comparisons I'm seeing on Twitter, I think everyone needs to cut the mics. Cut the mics.
All of them.
And that's all it. Them. But we're gonna talk. We're gonna keep talking about it. The whole world is gonna keep talking about it until.
I can't believe you made me talk about it. This is the last. Alex, Queen of
it's
the Ring.
It's not
going to
be the last. You're going to be talking about it tomorrow on Grapsity, 12 p.m. Eastern time
I said,
Fightful.
Let me finish. This is the last time Righteous Reg will ever be featured on Queen of the Ring podcast, 9 a.m. Yes, definitely not.
No, it's not. You're going to come back next week.
If you want me to.
Okay. We just made the deal now.
Wow, what a time, Alex. You've been watching wrestling since you've been back home?
A little bit. Yeah. I've been watching, I watched Monday Night Raw, but then I fell asleep because I was tired.
Yeah.
I got back Monday at like 2 p.m. and I was too tired to watch wrestling.
Yeah, totally. Exhaustion.
Yeah. I caught up with some of the like Stardom and TJPW shows that happened over the weekend, which was great. Julia made an appearance in NXT. So
I've been,
excited. She just had her last match with Stardom at Curriculum Hall last night, and Utami.
Oh, really?
Well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're done.
Oh, I want to see that. Your boy Rossi was outside, Alex, outside. Bro in his WrestleMania gear. I was like, he's not secretive about it. He's like, we can talk about it now? I'm here.
He said, I'm an E-drone. What's good?
Straight up. He got the little hat on. He's taking pictures in front of the WrestleMania sign.
He had the lanyard and everything.
Yo.
I'm surprised he didn't have a fedora with the WrestleMania logo.
Seriously. You probably put it in for next year. He's like, yo, next year, though, yo, hook your boy up. But no, bro went to the WrestleMania swag store and was just like, I'll take this, I'll take this, I'll take this, I'll take this.
Man, him and Julia were there Thursday after I was in Wale Mania. I saw.
Really?
So you got to be kidding me. Yeah, oh, I was so mad.
Shit.
I was so mad.
Damn. But yeah, she's about to pull up to NXT.
Hopefully. I see her well in NXT. I think a lot of people that are familiar with Julia think that her going to NXT is a downgrade. I don't think so at all. Like, she's not, she's very, you know, she's over in the West, but in the WWE, like, stratosphere, nobody knows who she is. Like, let's keep it a buck. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's WWE, you know? Like, some people do, some WWE fans also watch AEW. They're also familiar with Stardom. Like, they're going to be familiar with it, but the whole, like, conglomerate of it all, they don't know who she is.
Like her walking out on, her walking out on Monday Night Raw wouldn't be like, ah, Julia's here. Like there'd be a certain section of fans that do know who she is, but these fans need some build up, some anticipation, some to be told who these people are. And that's nothing wrong with that at all. They built a good system over there with NXT. And I think at this point they need in NXT specifically, like a big, like star type. Mm-hmm. And I think Julia is going to represent that role pretty well.
Especially in the women's division at NXT. Like, right. NXT women's division has always been excellent. And to keep up with that, I think a big name like Julia is deserved in that position. Mm-hmm. And with Julia, like, I think they, especially at NXT, they know the value of the Japanese talent, right?
They
from
do.
Shinsuke to Asuka, you know, Io, even Kairi. So I think Julia appearing is good for business. She was surprised. I saw that she was surprised at the reaction that she got because she didn't know that she was on screen. So her the reaction, like her, that was a genuine surprise that she had. But I liked it. I liked the way they set it up because it reminded me of the old school NXT days, like Black and Gold, when they would like sign somebody and they just like show up in the audience. Like I liked that restored feeling that I got with that moment.
Totally. Yeah, I was reading that. She said, I was looking up and seeing what everybody was cheering about, and I didn't know. And then I noticed that they were cheering for me. So she said she wanted to do it over. That's so funny. But yeah, like, it's so cool that people like her who are like just superstars over there could come and have this kind of thing. It does feel like that energy again of like when Shinsuke came over and it was just like, well, damn, Shinsuke is going to be here, but people know who he is and it's going to like hit a little bit harder than just here's this person. You know, only thing is, Alex, when she does get up there, they better not put her in the damage control, right? They can't just put all the them all together, right? They like they can't do this. Every black wrestler needs to be in the Nation of Domination or the Hurt Business type deal with this, right?
Listen, the advertising that was happening throughout the matches at WrestleMania were a choice.
Hey, yo.
The LWO match with the Agua Fresca is crazy.
Hey, yo. The big three with the wing stop.
That was wild.
Hey,
the
yo.
Gin and juice during the, well, the gin and juice with Snoop Dogg. Okay. It makes, it, that like, that makes sense. You know, Snoop Dogg was on commentary, but.
Like, it's like.
I can't defend that, man.
I don't
that,
know what, like, what are they trying to do? Are, like, they trying to I like, who made these choices? Because, like, you could have mixed them up. Like, did they pick them out of a hat? And I, like, oops, we got this one for the, like, why don't you just switch it up a little bit? But also, I don't know, what if Wingstop was like, look, we want to represent the black women.
I mean, what if they were like, yo, our people and nobody else?
Listen, I mean,
what was it?
Listen,
I know what Minute Maid, Minute Maid. Get out of here.
This is sick.
Yo, they even had the dude wipes during the Rhea Ripley match. Out of control.
What was happening?
I don't know.
That was crazy. Yeah, I was like, when it started happening, it happened once, and then it was like, oh, that's interesting. And then it kept happening. It's like, wait, what's going on here? Snoop was hilarious on commentary, though. Like, just have Snoop permanently on commentary on every wrestling show that there is, indie wrestling shows included.
Oh my god, could you imagine Snoop commentating on like Effie's Big Gay Brunch?
Oh, I would cry. Please, how can we
I
make
would
this
volunteer
happen?
To be on commentary with him just to share a blunt with him.
Dream, that's number one, you guys. If you want to know what my number one is, Snoop, far and away. Like, not there's like not even close. Like, way up there is Snoop, and then second is down there. You know. RVD happened, so you know.
Oh yeah, good yeah. for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had some dream blunt rotations happening at Wally Mania as well. It was fun.
You do get into situations like that. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're like, wait, oh, all right. Okay.
Maybe that's saying too much, but it was like, oh, okay, cool. Whatever.
That's fine.
Oh, no.
They don't test in anybody's
thing anymore. Is it going to be like a slow day in wrestling news media? Queen of the Ring said she smoked blunts.
It might. What, how they be on your butt?
I need the clout.
No, you don't, Alex. Tired of you. I rode your coattails all weekend and it was a fast ride.
What you mean? What do you mean?
At one point, you guys, 20 straight minutes of Alex interactions. I'm like, all right, Alex, like, let's reel it in, lady. Like, get your table already. What is going on here? 20 straight minutes of like, all right, we're stopping. Then another one. Hey, there's like a line forming to take pictures. One of them is Victoria, WWE Hall of Famer. I'm like, okay, you guys.
It's kind of crazy.
What's going on here?
Kind of nuts.
Victoria's in the line too.
We took a photo. That's crazy. That's I don't know how like we've connected. I know she follows me on Twitter. There was like, I think it was WrestleMania 35 I met her. And ever since then, when I see her at a WrestleCon or something, like, she's like, hi, baby. And I'm like, don't do that.
It's crazy.
Your theme song, your tattoo theme song was My Bisexual Awakening. Don't do all
I'm
that.
I'm saying, like, what?
It was wild. It was wild. She is such a sweetheart. Such a sweetheart.
A glowing light of person.
Yeah, but I kept, but like there was a minute where like people were lining up. I'm like, this is insane. First of all, I would never have a table at WrestleCon. And I say that because last year when I was at WrestleCon, I was with RJ City and he said, WrestleCon is like the farmer's markets of professional wrestling.
Oh my God.
And I think he's right. And I just don't.
Oh my God, I'm sick thinking about how accurate that is.
It is. It is. Ooh. I'd rather sneak into WrestleCon and take over and have a meet and greet in the middle of the hallway. But shout out to everybody that like stopped. Listen, I was like, oh yeah, I'm Queen of the Ring. Do you know Righteous Rich? People are like, what? I didn't even know you were here.
A lot of people kind of don't know. It's funny. I hear that a lot. They're like, I didn't know it was you. And then when I talk, like, he's like, oh, then you said something. And then I knew it was you. I was like, yeah, we all do look alike. All right, guy.
Okay. I hate the stories you tell me when people think, like, you're Phil or Phil is Reg. I'm like, they're.
It's funny when not funny, but it's interesting when it happens, like when we're not with each other, but when we're standing right next to each other and someone's talking to him and they're like, all right, Reg. And I'm like, wait, but I thought I'm pretty sure on my birth certificate, there's an R and an E. But, you know, it's it's like people see my name is always like every time you see me, Righteous Reg is attached to me. I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know what these people are thinking, but that's what it is. They think we look alike, which is fine. I'm not that that's mad scary. About it when it's Phil and I. We're on a podcast together. Our faces are right next to each other. We both have dreads. We're both black.
You guys are also both totally two completely different people.
So different, Alex.
So different.
So different style, different way we speak. All so much different.
I don't know. I'll never get it. Yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But I loved hanging out with both of you guys this weekend. That was honestly my favorite part.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Shout out to my homeboy. We had so many laughs. It was insane how many laughs we had. We went to the Rocky statue on the last day. And Alex, let me tell you how ridiculous these people are. I've like wrestling fans are ridiculous, definitely. But like Rocky, I want to run up these stairs and shadow box and do the jump at the top fans. Ridiculous. The most ridiculous people in the world. At one point, a guy took his shirt off and I was like, all right, you guys, we got to reel it in. I don't think we can be doing this. And then they're playing the song on their phones. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I'm like, so you guys, bad. Stop. Why are you doing this?
So for this trip, I didn't go to the Rocky statue. I've already done it. Mm-hmm. I don't need to do it.
Totally.
But I've seen like photos and videos of people going in it. And like, just first of all, the amount of people just running up those stairs and they're winded.
At full speed. I'm like, this is the first time you've ran in 15 years, dude.
Dude, they're like shadow boxing, and they look like the Miz's dad at WrestleMania 35. Just like George.
That's what I'm saying. Like the shadow boxing is so bad too. It's like, all right, dude. Like that wouldn't hurt anybody.
They look like CM Punk in the UFC octagon.
Yeah, look.
Look.
He didn't throw any punches. He just choked somebody. We saw it.
He sucked. Listen, he sucker punched that dude.
Totally.
His hands were in his hair.
Yeah.
And homeboy went, bah!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not how you do it, but okay.
Not how you do it at all.
Listen, not at all. Listen, I have seen worse fights on the subway than what I witnessed on Wednesday.
Like, you saying the subway, I'm like, yeah, 1,000%. Like, you could go right now and there's probably somebody having a Royal Rumble right now.
Go to the bodega right down the block and I will see somebody fighting, arguing better than whatever happened. And we didn't even get audio for that.
Totally. We didn't get audio. Yeah, no, like we're saying on the post show, like I've seen worse fights in Target. It's like, it's a crazy Christmas time and there's two ladies fighting over a sweater. Like,
listen, I have feared for my life more bartending than probably that dude. Listen, I have bartended. I've told this story before, maybe not online, but I don't care. I have bartended once where this dude came in and was like, he wasn't drunk, but he was just weird. Mm-hmm. And I cut him off. And behind me, so like there's the bar and like behind me is a mirror. And so I was like, nah, dude, you're cut off, blah, blah, blah. I turn around and I see this dude take a glass because for some reason we had glasses on the bar. That I always thought that was a bad idea because of this. He took the glass, threw it at me, but I dodged it and he hit the glass and he hit the mirror. And I did in the craziest way. I like jumped over the bar and just... And everybody was like jumping him too and everything like that. Cops were called, all that. That was better than what I saw on Wednesday.
Like just the little story you told right now. I'm like, man, we're tuning in for this. We're lit.
I would actually there was footage of that. I don't know if it's available.
Release the footage. Release the footage. Yes, let's go, baby. Footages are going to be released. We're going to get on to at least somebody like that's really good into animation can draw this whole situation that you described, and maybe it could become an animated short. I'm like reaching really far out there for it.
I would hope so. We got two super chats from Will. Damn. Thank you, Will. NXT not slick after Roxanne won the title. They made sure to show Julia, so we know who's taking the title off Roxanne. So Rossi going to the work WWE. I mean, maybe he's been. I think from what I've heard, Rossi wants to start his own promotion.
Yeah,
I think. Also, from what I've heard, WWE has interest in working with other promotions. I think currently they're working with like AJPW, right? Mm-hmm. With with Charlie Dempsey, I think is his name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Regal. Young Regal, who looks fine as hell. Just saying.
All right.
Just like his dad.
Oh, okay.
All right. But you're like, okay, whatever. All right. But they want to work with. Pop off. But anyway, they want to work with different promotions. So I think Rossi having ties with the Stardom girls, maybe some other like freelance girls in the Joshi scene could play a factor into that.
It sounds like this fool, they're like, oh, this fool starting his own promotion. Oh, a feeder system for the WWE. He's going to create a bunch of Japanese superstar women to feed to his boy Hunter. That's what it sounds like to me. Denise, how versed? Denise, I'm sorry, Alex. It's early. Alex, it's early.
Just because we're both Hispanic.
Thank you. Yes, all that's right. Why I did it. Look, it's early. You got me up this early. It's your fault. Alex, how versed are you into NXT?
I love Denise. I'll take it. How Listen, versed?
Y'all are my
I am...
two favorite Latina ladies. All right.
Thanks.
Take it, all right?
All right, I will.
Whoa, hold on a minute.
Whoa. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Latina's getting spicy. Oh, no. Unheard of.
Alex, how versed are you into NXT?
I'm not very caught up with current NXT.
Okay. I was going to try to get your thoughts on Roxanne and her trajectory in this company.
Okay, so she showed up. I didn't watch NXT yet. That's still on my list. I'm going to watch it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But she showed up at Monday Night Raw. And I don't know what they're doing with her. But, like, she came out and she has this, like, fussy look. Like, she looked like teen angst on, I don't know, like sipping on Capri Sun. Like, it just was not it. It was weird. Like, I guess they've turned her heel. Again, I'm not catching up with NXT just because there's so much wrestling on, you know? We've got to pick one not to watch. You know what I mean? And so NXT for me is one of the I should definitely watch more of it, especially with I heard the triple threat that happened at NXT was good. Trick and Mello was good as well. But I don't know what they're doing with Roxanne, but she is not the same girl she was in that Total Divas episode when she was asking Natty about advice on how to become a diva.
Alex, I think that Roxanne is going to be the biggest babyface in the world for this company. Why are they doing this? Why is she heel? Like, I understand, like, maybe playing with your character, trying to establish some things. But I keep seeing pictures of her as a young person with these wrestlers that she's now wrestling on TV. Like, when you start playing these stories on TV, how am I supposed to be mad at this person? Like, that's a great story. I'm not going to boo this person.
I also think, like, they don't want the comparison of her and Bailey, but, like, I don't think it's a bad thing. As long as you don't, like, lean too much into, like, her being a hugger or anything like that. Like, I think it makes sense. Listen, she is very young. We've watched her, like, literally grow up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's fine to have that almost aesthetic of a young, bright talent coming into a dream job, which is WWE for some wrestlers. That is a dream job.
It is.
And so I think that she could be the biggest babyface in the women's division wherever she is, whether it's an NXT, Raw, SmackDown. We've got the WWE draft coming up soon. She could be such a huge baby face. And for some reason, she's out there just pouting like.
Does her heel Does her
She's
heel?
Like, me, I don't like this.
She looks like Buttercup from Powerpuff Girls. Like, me, I don't like this. I want my glass of milk. I don't know. Like, that's how she comes
Do
off
you
to me.
Think, like, I think that she super duper studied heel AJ Lee?
I mean, if she has, it's not really.
I think like she's trying to do a heel AJ Lee thing, and it's just not. It's hitting not like AJ Lee does. Yeah.
Leave that to Cora Jade. Cora Jade does a good job in like imitating heel AJ Lee. Mm-hmm. I think Roxanne does a better job of imitating babyface hugger NXT Black and Gold Bayley.
Yes.
I think that's where we should leave it.
But she doesn't need to be booed.
No, she doesn't need to be booed. Like, it's hard to boo her.
It is.
It is very hard to boo her. It is mm-hmm. very easy to be on her side and root for her. Like, she's gonna have this element for a while, and it's gonna wear off pretty soon, especially when she gets into the main roster. But like, she has this element of an underdog.
Yep.
Why would you ever want to ruin that?
It's the easiest story in pro wrestling. It's the Bryan Danielson story. It's the Sami Zayn story. It's like, it's the Bayley story. If you make these, if you just lean into it and stop trying to, well, we know that could work. Let's maybe try to turn you heel. No, let's just go with the thing that's going to work. And eventually, after she's this gigantic babyface, she can be that heel when she learns these dynamics, when she interacts with all these other heels. Like, it'll come together. But the babyface thing is what's happening first, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It ain't working for me. But Will, mm-hmm. with another super chat, I feel mm-hmm. about this one. When the Big Three versus Damage Control match was on, they might as well said a DVD set of Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3 comes with this match.
Seriously, though. And like Wingstop and a Rush Hour 1 DVD, that's a great combination of things. I don't know if the stereotype is real, but like I would take those things.
I don't know about that.
Wingstop, Lemon Pepper Wings, Rush Hour 1 DVD, Naomi, Bianca, and Jade Cargill. Like, that's a... Add in the Hennessy that we talked about earlier. Oh, a blunt. Please move me on before I get canceled, Stop. Alex. Can we please Stop. Move on?
I will say, since we're slightly on the topic... Jade, Bianca, and Naomi is one of the best WrestleMania entrances. Beautiful. One of the best. They looked like
cut and print
superheroes.
Yeah.
They looked so good.
Like, for young women to see that, like, I'm a grown man and I was like inspired praying to the gods. Like, for young women to see that, like, I just can't imagine how special that is, you know?
Yeah, I cried. I honestly cried during that entrance just to know, like, the representation that they were setting on such a major platform like WrestleMania. Come on, and man. I'm glad during the press conference they talked about it more. Like, it wasn't just one question about the representation. They had so much to talk about of just beyond that, of being like, you know, Naomi talked about how she was filling in a, you know, a minority checklist almost, you know, and now it's just the norm to have powerful Black women a part of this main roster. And I love special. That they talked about that. It is so special. And even though, you know, say what you want, I hear the thing of like, there wasn't a story, blah, blah, blah. It was a squash match. I don't give a fuck. It was a great
you saw,
match.
Like, you saw that entrance? I don't care about no man.
I don't care about anything. I don't care about anything. Shout out to Kyrie as well. I don't know what Mark Henry's talking about.
When I saw this clip, I'm like, what is this guy? Why are you saying this? It's the when Leo left the WWE and Mark Henry was the one being like, this disrespect. I'm like, why are you like, if you feel that way, address it with them. The people in the crowd don't need to know that a wrestling legend was disrespected. One, because we didn't even know that Kyrie did anything. You're the one that brought it to our attention. If you feel like as a vet this happened, address it with her. Don't address it with the crowd.
Not everything needs to be said out loud on a podcast.
No.
I'll say that. Like, right. If there was a legitimate reason, get her number, pull her aside, and just be like, hey, blah, 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 talk it out. Like, I understand, clicks and views, you want it, honey, but, like, you just look like an idiot, honestly.
Why?
Yeah.
We didn't want this.
Listen, I went to the Sam Roberts show Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday night, I went to the Sam Roberts show, and Mark mm-hmm. Henry was there. First of all, he wore such a cool anime wolf shirt. I don't know what it was. It looked like that, you know, those old school Dragon Ball Z button down shirts.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he was wearing that. Okay. Like, he looked like he was wearing that. It was pretty cool. But the whole time he was doing his stand up bit, he was just talking about how big his dick is.
Whoa, Mark Henry. OG.
He was.
I like the OG though. That's the part that like I don't OG, like everyone that says something about Mark Henry talks so highly about him. The three women in this match are like, Mark Henry has done so much for our career. So I just didn't really understand that. Like, if you can definitely have those things, you are a wrestling veteran. You do represent something, like, just like talk to her about it. That's it.
Yeah. I understand also being like protective of Jade, Bianca, and Naomi. I completely understand that.
Yeah.
But I just don't think some things are meant to be said out loud. I will say that the comedy show, Sam Roberts show, was a lot of fun. It was funny. Okay. I went with Greg Miller, who's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And R-Truth came by. Oh, hilarious.
Amazing.
Hilarious. But yeah, I mean I like Mark Henry. And
me
even
too.
When he was telling his dick jokes about, listen, he told this one joke of how
just thinking of Mark Henry telling dick jokes is like, Mark.
Listen, he said, you can tell who has a small dick in the urinal by how close they stand next to, right up against the wall of the urinal. Meanwhile, he's like 6 feet back.
All right, I might have to hear Mark Henry stand up.
It was kind of funny. Like,
listen, it might be hidden.
It was kind of funny.
This is sick. Speaking of damage control matches, though, how that Bayley and EO, Alex, oh my God, they destroyed. I've been thinking about that match all week. Like, that was beautiful.
It was one of like, I want to say, like, top three best matches of the weekend.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
So good.
A little underwhelming with the entrances, I will say.
You didn't like the boys carrying out Bayley?
It was all right. I was expecting more. I give her a throne.
Yeah, totally.
Like, why couldn't she get a throne? Yeah. Recycle that Triple H throne that Cody Rhodes destroyed and give her that.
You know, points are being made.
I think they should have done that. I was disappointed, of course, that Paramore didn't play her out, but they had the Hayley Williams song for the video package. So the video package was pretty cool. Io Sky being champion, not really having a grand, you know, entrance was a little disappointing, but that Poppy song, or no, it's not a Poppy song, but like that song does hit hard.
It does.
On the sound speakers.
Mm-hmm.
But the entrances was okay, but it doesn't affect the quality of the match. The quality of the match was fantastic. I want to watch it back again. But during that match, when I was watching it, the windows were open in the press box and I was like leaning out and there was fans like below. So I felt bad because I was like yelling in their ear and they're looking back down like a few seats from me is like Diamond Dallas Page as well. So they're just like, who the fuck is behind us?
DDP's like, what is going on here?
Yeah. At one point, like, Noelle Foley was sitting next to me. Absolute sweetheart, by the way. Absolute sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is like, hi, Noelle. She's like, hi. And then he just takes a picture, like a selfie with her. I'm like, you couldn't ask her
for
the photo,
that.
You know?
Let's not do that.
So maybe I didn't feel too bad yelling in their ear.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But really good. I thought Bayley having her moment, winning at WrestleMania, winning the big prize at the WrestleMania was good. EO, just listen, impeccable. Just amazing. I love her so much.
I don't know how long EO's been accumulatively in WWE, but like, she's only been going 50% this whole time. It's insane. Like, yeah. There's still so much that this crowd has not seen of EO. Like, that's how amazing she is. And I thought this display right here was like, I could cook every woman on this roster if I wanted to by EO. The reversals in this, the reverse of that rose plant, like, I screamed, Alex.
Yeah.
I screamed out loud.
It was wild. That match was good. Gunther and Sammy was really good. The turnbuckle brain buster was wild.
Take me out somewhere. Oh my God. It's crazy. Like I continuously say it. Sam Zayn and Kevin Owens are like as PWG Youngboy, like ROH Youngboy, those are my guys. Like anything that they represent, I'm there. And so for going into it, I was like, Chad Gable might, I still kind of feel like Chad Gable might have had a bigger moment if he had been the one to dethrone Gunther.
I agree.
But, you know, anytime Sam Zayn's involved in something like this, he can always, he's one of the biggest baby faces in the world. I remember when Bryan Danielson got signed and I was at, it was like a WrestleCon type thing. And I remember getting into an elevator with this person, and so he was still on the indies, and I said, Bryan Danielson's in WWE now, you're the biggest baby face on the indies, like you represent, you go, you're slotted right into Bryan Danielson's slot, like because of what you represent, El Generico. And so eventually he when he got to WWE, I was like, Bryan Danielson's there, so they're really not going to get exactly who this person is, but when Bryan Danielson leaves, exact same thing, you're going to be slotted into that biggest baby face in the world. You can get anybody into your matches with just pure heart. And so he did it again with Gunther. It's like we all maybe thought Chad Gable would be here, but Sam Zayn is so good at this that we still were behind everything. And then he busts out that brain buster, and it's just like, this guy's amazing, incredible. I still want him to get a WWE title run at some point before it's over, because he deserves it.
I do, fingers crossed for that. Sami Zayn's a wife guy. So
yeah,
I love to see it.
Yep.
His wife, shout out to his gorgeous wife. Mm-hmm. When he was walking backstage, and Sami Zayn, or no, Kevin Owens like slapped him as he was going out. Got me hyped up. That got me hyped up for the whole thing. I first, like, going into the match, I was like, damn, this should have been like Chad Gable. And then that whole backstage segment was like, okay, cool. Then he saw his work wife, Kevin Owens. And that slap got me hyped. I felt like I was slapped. It was so good.
And they've had so many great WrestleMania moments together. Like last year, one of the best matches of the year with the Usos. They've wrestled each other at a WrestleMania, which is insane to think about. And so that had to happen. It was so perfect. Like that, they didn't even have to have the match after that. I was satisfied. Like they could have just did the moment with Kevin Owens. I was like, great. They did it. 5 stars. Give it up, you guys.
It was great. Oh, we've got a lovely super chat from our good friend Kenny McIntosh. Just wanted to say much love to Alex and Reg, two of wrestling media's good eggs, no question.
Thank you, Kenny. So cool.
Love you, Kenny.
Oh. Was Kenny out there?
Yeah, I did not see Kenny all weekend. Oh my God!
Come on.
See, this is what you get for being on Tony Khan's payroll. And not being an E drone, join the E squad.
I swear I don't like you.
Yes, you do.
You guys,
you can't say you don't like me, and there's proof that you hung out with me all weekend. Oh, damn it!
That is how that works. I could have been fake that whole time, Alex. Imagine I was just faking that whole time. Look, I'm trying to get some clout from her.
You wouldn't be the first fake media person in this game.
Straight up. That's a big fact because there are a lot of people faking out there. Like, why are you doing that?
Why are you doing all that? What's that all about?
What is all that? What's going on here? Nobody else is doing that.
They're doing it.
I believe that some people just like messy, Alex. That's it. That's all. That's fine. That's what their game, like, this is my game. And like
Kenny is not.
No, not Kenny at all. Sorry. We just
Kenny,
yeah, that
Kenny is also a good
evolved into something. We're
gonna get to
We're getting into the weeds. Sorry about that, Kenny. You're awesome. You're great.
Listen,
I forgot we're on a pod.
Newly engaged, Kenny. Congrats, shout out. Kenny. Congrats. I saw Kenny all weekend and literally made my weekend.
Kenny, I am
hanging out with you. Hanging out with Kenny was great.
I am an officiant. I have done 3 weddings at this point. So, I mean, if you know, I can, you know, if you need. My best friend just got engaged too. So that's going to be 4 right there. Shout out to my best friend for getting engaged. He's, I don't know if he's watching this, but
big shout out.
Yeah, that's dope.
Kenny, if you need a flower girl, let me know.
Listen, you can have the gang out there. We're going to be having a great time.
I could be like Bianca at Sonya Deville's wedding, just like the fanny pack with the flower petals.
Money is being made around here, wedding money.
I'm not seeing it.
It's like that, right outside, huh?
That's funny. When are you going to release the footage of the fake media person?
Listen. Okay, look, I didn't. I was. Anywho, pizza has cheese on it.
Pizza has cheese on it. You know what? If there's anything, if there's a podcast appearance that somebody's gonna clip of me and go viral, let's not. I don't want it to be this.
You don't want me to be involved, Alex? Why not?
Aren't you? I'll ask you after the show.
We might be getting close to the end because we keep getting into the weeds. I'm like, I was going to say, we better say something that we shouldn't say, but we probably already have. So
go ahead. Oh, no. That your favorite wrestling media darlings are at it again, which is us. It's us. You can't see?
No.
Cleaning your glasses? Mm-hmm. Can't see shit, huh?
Leave me alone.
What do you mean?
Because I can't see.
I'm wearing glasses too.
You can't see without yours?
I can see.
What's see?
What's your definition I can see. Of sight?
You know what I mean? Like, I can see. Should I be driving with these eyes? Probably not.
Hello? I don't know how to drive, so.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You don't know what that life is like.
Yeah, I don't know how to start a car.
You've never been in the front seat of a car with the steering wheel in your hand, Alex?
I've been a passenger princess.
I said, what a steering, like.
What's up? What do you mean?
I'm being Jack Perry. Just don't care.
But.
Nice way to start Friday, Alex. I really appreciate you.
You're know? Welcome.
My weekend's going to be good off of this.
Yeah, it is. Sister. You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome.
What you got going on for the rest of your weekend? Let's talk weekend plans now.
Nothing.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sleeping, honestly.
I'm so tired.
Listen, all of last week, I went to bed at like, I don't know, Wednesday. I at least went to bed at like midnight. Mm-hmm. Wale Mania, I went to bed at 4 in the morning. Friday, yeah. I don't even remember what. Oh my God, no. Friday, we had the media scrum.
Same shit.
Ring of Honor.
Oh yeah, we were in there.
I didn't get back till 3.
You stayed till the end?
Yeah. And then Saturday, media scrum as well. I was in that press conference with The Rock. Also, I did not get kicked out. I don't know why everyone thought that what? Do you not know about that?
I know about the kicked out thing, but people try to say it was you?
Yes.
What?
Somebody DM'd me and said, it wasn't you, right? Because 10 people asked me if it was you.
What?
From WrestleCon. I was like, ain't no fucking way.
That's
insane. Dude, my mom thought it was me.
What? Alex, what?
I don't know who these people think I am.
What do you mean?
My own mother, I was like, do you not know the daughter you raised? I would never.
Mom.
I would never.
I didn't know this was happening. Your mom, dude. I'm dead.
It's one thing if Twitter thought it was me.
If Twitter thinks it, all right. Yeah.
Listen, I got tagged on TikTok and somebody was like, it was either Queen of the Ring or Denise Salcedo. I was like, it was none of us.
Dude.
It was none of us. I was sitting next to Seahawk, Cameron Hawkins. Denise was in the front row asking The Rock questions. We didn't get kicked out. It was a fan. For those, you know, that were wondering, it was a fan that got kicked out because the, like, green shirt guy was behind me. Mm-hmm. Because those cats, when they get, like, the VIP ringside tickets, they get access to extra stuff. So they're able to go to the press conference. Ah. They're able to, like, walk the stage on WrestleMania, like, the set design. So they were able to go to the press conference. And because of that, I really don't think fans should be allowed in the press conference because of that.
That's such a weird thing, Alex, because of some friends that we know that can't get into the press conference that are like actually wrestling journalists, but they'll let fans in. I'm like, I don't really understand what's going on here. I'm like, I know some very reputable people that couldn't get in here, but they're kicking fans out. What? Interesting strategy. It backfired immediately.
I'm going to keep my lips pretty tight on it. But I got in, and I'm only worried about myself.
All right, huh? Hillary and Haley Duff, our lips are sealed.
How do you know that song?
It's me, Alex. It's me.
Are you a Hillary Duff superstan? Is that what I'm about to find out? Have you seen Hillary Duff? Oh no, I've seen Hillary Duff. Oh my, me.
I'm a more than a super fan at this.
Like
point.
How I Met Your Father is more like How I Want Your Mother. You know what I mean?
I'm saying, I don't care about that daddy. Hillary Duff lore. Shout out to Hillary Duff. What if Hillary Duff was watching this, Alex? Wouldn't that be sick?
What if Hillary Duff showed up at WrestleMania? What if she showed up at Dynamite Collision?
Please let me know which one that is.
I will be a shill.
I'm shilling. Shilling. Can't believe they canceled the reboot of Lizzie McGuire. Come on, you guys.
Right? I was looking forward to that too.
We was all about to watch that.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous stuff. All right, Reg, let's wrap it up. Honestly, my longest episodes are with you.
Always,
or Krista. Krista's a wild time. I absolutely love her.
I know, like, when I'm on a pod with certain people, how they're gonna go. I know they're gonna be long. Anytime somebody's like, oh, Righteous Reg is on a pod, they know what time. My regular podcast is 3 hours, Alex.
I was on your podcast, Gravity, and we were on for what, 4 hours?
Well, we had a little extended cut at the end too.
Oh yeah.
Like we cut and then we
Yeah, we stayed on.
The extended cut is what never could. That has to the cutting that is the forever. Footage. Yeah, that's
it
the footage.
It ain't recorded too, so
that is the footage. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my regular podcast is 3 hours. So they're used to listening to me for a long time. And I appreciate everyone like the homeboy Will Chisholm who comes and supports. Y'all are so cool. Y'all make all of this really dope. And we really appreciate y'all. Alex and I came on here and clowned, but seriously, like all weekend of people coming up to us and being like, you guys are cool. You guys don't know how cool that is.
It's wild. And like I was talking about it all weekend with people where it's one thing to be virtually like digitally successful, right? With numbers, you get all the views on your podcast, you're breaking milestones with subscriptions, with followers on Twitter. But to witness the success in person and to meet you guys, to like see, like, you know, to hear. Dude, I walked out of WWE World and I met an entire family and they were like, you got us through like Quizzlemania, through the pandemic and everything. Like, that's special shit that like honestly means so much more to me than anything else. I can get the big interviews and of course I would love it, but like to meet everybody and to put it like a profile to face, a screen name to face, people watching Twitch with Total Divas watch alongs and all that, like to know that people, like we've impacted people in that way just from our passion and our love of professional wrestling and kicking it with our media friends, like is honestly the most rewarding part of any weekend, whether it's WrestleMania weekend, whether it's like a Forbidden Door weekend, it doesn't matter. Like that's the stuff that I like love the most about these weekends, and to connect with everybody else, like to connect with other people in the media space as well. Like Kenny, Kenny McIntosh, I barely see him. I see him like once a year, you know? Mm-hmm. But like to connect with people like that is just, it means the world to me.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Forbidden Door, you pulling up?
Yeah, are you?
I might, Alex. You might see me.
It's in Long Island. Yeah. Your girl's not going to make the, listen, it's in Long Island. If we're going to do the media scrum, we're not getting out of there till 3 a.m. I'm getting a hotel in Long Island and peacing out.
It's Forbidden Door, Alex. You know what's going to happen.
I know.
It's going to be so late.
I know. Well, we didn't get out.
I know. When it was starting, I was like, you guys, it's starting at the, like, that's the West Coast part of me where I'm like, you guys, I can't.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's bad.
But yeah, I might see you though, because I'm Forbidden Door.
I want to go to that, and I want to go to Full Gear as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Maybe even Arthur Ashe if they do it again for Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Maybe you guys will get some backstage footage of Rich and I at the show.
Maybe. I'll have a little mic. Hey. Ooh.
A little tiny mic? Like those TikTok mics?
Yeah, of course. I'm trying to follow along the trends.
Yeah.
I'm old.
You're so old.
Listen, Alex, we don't not have to end like that. You could have just... You don't have to agree. All right.
What happened? What did I say wrong? What did I say wrong?
Alex, I love you. You're my friend. You're cool. I really appreciate you having me on this little show to talk about how cool we are. Everybody's like, you guys are just so... All you talked about is how cool you are. I'm sorry, you guys. I just wanted to come on with my friend and say...
Look at that. Look what the crowd is saying. Look what the crowd is saying. We need...
Well, that is true, though. We have been, you know, we've been kicking around some ideas, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Feeling the glow. Feeling the diva glow.
How crazy was that John Cena pop before we get out of here?
I popped for John Cena. I like had a feeling. I love that that main event was a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. I think it was the right way to do that. The Jay pop was great. The John Cena pop was great. I popped more for the Shield. And listen, am I absolutely delusional to think that Mox was going to come out? Absolutely. I'm a dumbass. I'm an idiot for thinking that. Did I have fun in that split second in my own head? Yeah, I had a great time. And then I came back down to earth and I was like, oh yeah, it's Seth Rollins. Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
It angers me that people actually thought that. Like, I get legit angry.
For a split second.
How could you? Why would he do? Why? That didn't even. All right, you guys.
It was in and out. I know Mox is signed to AEW. I know.
He's about to win
like
the
I said,
tonight.
Am I an idiot for thinking that? Yeah. Listen, I'm all looks, no brains up in here. I grew up with a New York education system. You think I'm smart?
It's sometimes. Aaron Chop Cheese is up in that brain.
All right. Arizona iced teas and bacon, egg, and cheese up in my brain.
Listen.
Tim's. My brain is just
Tim's.
A
Tim's. That's so funny. Tim's. Just two Tim's knocking together is in your brain.
My brain is actually just a Metro card.
With a Yankee fitted.
It kind of is.
That's okay.
I want to give a shout. Peter Beater, thank you so much for the dollar for the super chat. And then Pat, each of y'all's fashion game is on point. Goddamn. You already know.
I want to steal that shirt from Alex, honestly.
This is a shirt that you would have in your closet, too.
Yeah, honestly.
But the fit game for you. Ooh.
Me?
Incredible. Yeah, you.
Tell me.
No, the guy behind you.
Who, me?
Thank you.
The guy behind you.
Like, that's all I want. I'm like, I'm getting fits off. I don't care about I don't care about wrestling. This is
and you did.
Yeah.
My favorite fit was Friday.
Thank you.
But that's also like the one day we hung out.
That was
wasn't the one day we hung out.
That was a good fit though.
It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was great.
I was just looking at pictures of us and Izzy, and I was like, "Yeah, that was a good fit."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
That was another weird one. Izzy's like, "Hey, you guys!" And we're like, "What?"
Yeah, we're like, "Who's behind us?" That you're freaking. We're like, "Who's back there?" Trish Stratus Lita? Is that who that is?
She's no, like, "No, us. You too." We're like, "What?"
What? Like, for a second, I was like, I was gonna be like, "You know who I am, right?" Like, Reg is understood, but you know who I am, right? Like, this, I don't know if this reaction should be matching, but thanks.
But then somebody was like, "She's been in like scrums with you," and I was like, "Oh yeah, that does make sense."
We did. Izzy and I, we did. I think it was Denise's show, if I'm not mistaken. I think we did a Denise podcast show together. But I always think that people forget about me.
People don't forget. One of the best super bad lines.
Yeah, that's how you want to end off?
Yes.
Okay. Reg, one question. What was your favorite part of WrestleMania? Who was the person besides me that was like, "Wow, can't believe I saw this person"?
WrestleMania weekend or WrestleMania the show?
WrestleMania weekend. We already know WrestleMania the show. You're gonna talk about it more tomorrow. Grab City, 12 p.m. Eastern time on Fightful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, just like seeing, like I already made a post about it. Seeing my three friends, Will Washington, Philip Lindsay, and Alex Queen of the Ring. Those are the best parts of the weekend. Legit, just like kicking it was like so fulfilling. Like the other stuff was just extra, but like seeing my friends and like getting to look at their eyes is like, you can't top that.
Yeah. Look into your eyes.
I mean,
the cold personality.
I like to get, oh God.
Look in my eyes. Let me not get demonetized.
You deserve it.
What? All right.
I'm sorry. Damn. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I went too far.
Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. More things to come. You can follow me at Queen of the Ring with 2 G's on Twitter, _ Queen of the Ring on Instagram, twitch.tv/Queen of the Ring there as well. Reg, where can the beautiful people find your beautiful face?
At Righteous Reg on all your social medias. She already said where you can find me tomorrow and every Saturday. Also on with my friend Denise every Wednesday post Dynamite. Mike with an Indeed. We've been having a really great run of independent wrestlers. You guys should check that out. RighteousReg.bandcamp.com is really where it's at. Check out my new project. Got some raps on there. I'm going to add some new raps to it this weekend. So if you haven't heard it, I'm going to add 2 more tracks on. What's that LeBron James like? What if you put out the project and then you add 2 more? I got 2 more coming for you. I think that'll make, I don't know how many that is. International Boulevard is where it is. If you want to download that and support your boy, that would be great. Thank you again, Alex, for having me. Your supporters are cool. This is great. Everybody's phenomenal. I'm exhausted. Podcasting seems like a job where you just go and sit, but it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Keeping up with convos, topics, chat as well. It is a lot of work. It's exhausting, but I appreciate you having you on. 9 a.m., baby! It's actually, 10:30 for you? Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I'm going to Venmo you $20 for a coffee. A bagel and a coffee. California bagel. Ugh, I don't know how that's going to be.
Wait, why you got to say all that, though?
Anyway, end of the show.